Broadcasting today on July 7th on XM Radio, FM, and across the internet on all podcasting platforms. If you'd like to help us, please do so by going to our Google Pay account or going to also our Cash App ID. Simply just put $MIKEL D as in Daddy-O, small E as elk, capital S, small I L V I S. That's $MICHAEL DESILVA, no spaces. And of course, you can help us out through Google Pay. Email address that you put in there is just all lower cases. It's MIKEL BT, M as in Mary, N as in Nancy, 71 at gmail.com. So it's MIKEL, B as in Bat, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, N as in Nancy, 71 at gmail.com. And then you just put the amount that you want to put in there, folks, and you can help us out. We're going to have Dabu 7 coming up here to hit the mic from yesterday's show on the 6th, because there's a lot of stuff that he talks about, and we want you to hear it. Let's get to it. Dabu 7, living live, live, live. Here we go. Dabu 7 in the house, y'all, on the network, coming through strong. They thought they had us, but we're still hanging on. Censorship free. You hear that? That's the B-I-B-I-G for me. Come on, come on. Dabu 7 Underground World News Live. Kicking it fresh, kicking it hot. Right from the truth, right from that spot in Tennessee, baby. Dabu 7, come on live. Kicking it right, making it boogie boogie all night long. Telling the truth, even beyond this song. We'll be right back.
Underground World News Live. Back at you for another one. And definitely plenty to talk about here tonight and cover. First off, thank everybody for being here. Much love. I hope all is well. I want to thank everybody out there that shares the stream, drops donations, keeps me in the prayers, all those good things. Anyone that sends me information, shout outs to Kim Plank, sending me an update. I'll get to that here in a bit. Along with all the stuff with the Roe versus Wade. I'm going to go through the regular smaller headlines here first, touch on some of them, work my way up to all the Supreme Court stuff from the gun stuff and then into the big stuff. Plus, I'm going to have some live stream coverage as long as we still got action out there. Cats are running the streets. I do got a few streams up. Our boy Ouchie out there running the streets, keeping up with him. So, yeah. much love and plenty to talk about here. Again, dabu7@yahoo.com. Thank you, Crazy Tacos. Thank you, Macker, buying 3 coffees. Wow. It's much appreciated. I'll give shout outs here later on to anyone else. Spine Shank out there celebrating the 24-month sub streak. Jake up in smoke with us. Crazy Tacos, thank you for the host. DY, thank you for the host. Jenny, MC, all them hosts, I appreciate all the love, guys. So let's get it cracking here. Let's start off here with some space weather. Last time I was talking about the sun, I was talking about this giant sunspot that was rotating toward Earth. It's still Earth-facing, growing larger. Normally, I don't see other places like Zero Hedge or other places pick up on stories like this unless there's been a big X flare or something like that. But this thing has apparently grown quickly. Not only large, but quickly. It's a fast-growing sunspot. It doubled in size in only 24 hours, and it harbors energy to produce some gnarly flares. So we could see some action if it releases anything. If not, then we don't. But just a heads up, because we could see a bit of action from 3040 that's coming around the limb. You can see here in this shot, and this is interesting. A wildfire in California has cut off electricity to Stanford University. Keep this in mind for when the lights go out and everything else. The home of the Solar Dynamics Observatory, or SDO, and its data center is there at Stanford. As a result, they're not receiving images from the SDO. So they're wanting white light images of the sun. If anyone out there has any, specializes in this, has the right lens for the telescope, anything like that, they're needing some white. And it threw me off. I'm like, damn, power outage. Got it like that already? We can't even get our images we're used to seeing here. Yep, Beetlejuice. Thank you for the host. Good to see you, my brother. Hope all is well. Shout out to Def Mike and company as well. Much love. Of course, everybody I know stewing a little bit about what's going on in the streets. I'm going to get to that. We're going to finish up here, and we're going to run some streams here in the end tonight. See what's going on in the streets. You can check my Twitter feed for some of the latest. I'm all the way up to Showtime. I was sitting there scouring the feeds and retweeting an eclipse out of Idaho. Let me see what this was here. I got a guy that I follow that doesn't allow me to reach. He doesn't allow no one to retweet his stuff. So you're either going to like it or lose it there. And there was a truck going down the street. It was Iowa or Idaho. It was one of the two. It started with an I. And people were running up on the truck, hitting on it, beating on it. And it took off, squealing off down the road. It looked like some of the chaotic action has already begun. Of course, they're filling the streets in many different cities. And if you've got any information, hit me up, dabu7@yahoo.com. I'll try to check that as we go here. All right, on to solar weather. I thought that this was an interesting one because they're always pitching some kind of excuse out there. They never like to face the fire on anything, but they say that solar weather is causing satellites to plummet from orbit. And it's only going to get worse. So we've got satellites up there in their geosynchronous orbit and in subspace, apparently falling out of the sky because of storm weather or plasma coming in from the sun. Okay, I don't think it was Idaho. I think it was Iowa. It was Iowa. And thank you for the feedback, D-White. Yeah, it was Iowa because when I saw it, I thought of Alberto. Lowrider in the house, man. Thank you, brother, so much for all your support. After making it rain diamonds again, appreciate it to the fullest. But yeah, if we start to see any more satellites or anything crazy in terms of that crashing down to Earth, they're trying to say it's the sun. And I don't see anything crazy happening with the sun at this moment, so wait and see on that. Let's take a look here at the quake map real quick, because every time that we've got an uptick in sun activity, we put out an earthquake watch. And in this instance, I will say that we've got quite a bit of activity globally in the mid-level range. Talking 4-5, mid-5 range, up to 5.8. This was the largest that we've seen here in the past 24 hours or so off the Eastern Pacific Rise. And then Easter Island. Now what I've noticed is we've got odd quake spots popping up here. The Galapagos, Central East Pacific Rise. You see that? You see how it's popping up? And it's popping up on these lines. As I always point out with the serpent heads, serpent heads aren't hitting. Almost every single time I go live, I start off and I show you the serpent heads are hitting. They're not hitting. Instead, the energy seems to have shifted up this way. So I just want to point that out. We do have a shift in quake activity and some odd quake activity in terms of these spots. And it's real heavy down here in the South America region. And we even in that same level across the planet, we've got activity showing up there in the Congo region, which we hardly ever see any quake activity coming out of Africa. There it is. For what it's worth, quake watch in effect. And as we said the other day, we're watching this area here, Southern California. Quakes have been running up Baja, Gulf of California, right up near the Salton Sea. This place broke loose with a big swarm years ago. It's connected to multiple different fault lines that could just unzip at any time. You guys seen San Andreas. And then we've got a swarm around Mammoth Lakes that's popped off as well. What do we got here? Missouri, right around the New Madrid Fault. The lone one over there. So a look at the quake activity as of right now. The biggest, most recent quake activity that we reported on the other day was Afghanistan. Around a 6.1, hit right in a populated area and killed well over 1,000 people. DW in the house with us. Thank you for that diamond. Look at this. If you guys missed it, tried to say something on the last stream. For the next couple, well, we may be out of days now. It's going to be most visible on June 24th, which was today. But tomorrow you should be able to see it as well. I'm thinking there may be one more day to see this planetary alignment in the heavens. So this has been going on for the past couple days. And a lot of times these things in the heavens associated with events and timing of stuff here on Earth, whether you realize it or not, this is the way that some of the most powerful people on this planet operate. And when they put plans into motion and events into motion, they always coincide with celestial events, many times with retrogrades. But this was just a massive lineup from Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Venus to Mercury, all in the sky. You could have seen in the early morning skies, as I told the guys earlier, you could have watched the signs sometime. MC Dirty, much love, thank you for that diamond. So yeah, maybe in the morning you can see the whole set out there. I think the moon was in the mix as well. So that right there, that alignment also plays into earthquake activity. Anytime we have alignments or also objects like asteroids or comets come close to the planet, we've seen upticks in quake activity as well. After watching this stuff for a decade, you start to see patterns, and they're definitely there. Got to give a shout out again to D. White. Much love. Net Donna in the house with us here tonight. Big Mac, Spine Shank, Judge. Hope everybody's doing well. D. White sent me this one. He's like, how creepy this is. Amazon's Alexa can soon mimic the voice of dead relatives. This is bad. This is bad. Especially if you've got a device or someone that's been tracked and this thing has been building all this information on you this whole time. So it knows things that you even forgot because it was listening to everything, storing it, watching it, and tracking you. Like, imagine kids these days. They'd be tracked all their lives, all the way up to adulthood. Amazon and Alexa will know everything about them. who have listened to every argument they had, everything, them snoring, them doing whatever, their whole life being recorded, man. So yeah, AI is gonna have you known inside and out. This is scary. So it's gonna know little details about your little doggy and what its name was, or what grandma gave you before she died. And they're saying that this thing would actually mimic like grandma coming back from the other side, saying, hey, I love you and all this other stuff. And oh man, we're crossing into a realm, like I said, the digital Rubicon here, where there's no turning back, where they're taking this. The world's richest man trying to walk us into an era of mixing iron with clay. And one of the other richest men, Bezos at Amazon and everything, doing, I mean, it's all tied in together, man. It always makes me think of the beast. What is the beast? Well, the beast is this demonic consciousness. And as Elon Musk said, they're trying to summon the demon, that demon, and connect with it. And to me, I've always felt like, from what they've said and what we've seen, that they're trying to pull in, even through CERN. They said they were trying to take something out of the next dimension and pull it into here, out of the ether and into here. I wonder what that could be. If they bring this living, this consciousness, this living, and it's real, a real thing, and they can apply it to where it can speak to them through technology, oh my gosh, watch out. Okay, so I believe that's the end game goal. I believe it's already happening somewhere, somehow, some way. Call it just like the Wizard of Oz or something, like they're in some big chamber and they're looking up at this big thing and it's speaking back to them. But it's the AI, not some little man behind the curtain. It's this consciousness, demonic consciousness of the Baphomet, just telling them what to do, man. It's crazy, and it's gonna continue to get crazier. Enter the dragon, China. They're saying in this headline, Skynet now does Asia. Because scientists in China are boasting about a brand new supercomputer that's so fast that it can run AI at the speed of a human brain. For some, they're gonna be like, huh? Well, they're talking the full potential here of the human brain and all of the parameters that it can hit. There's some 174 trillion parameters that the human brain can hit. And they're saying that this thing is on par with keeping up for that for the first time. So, China has this massive new AI supercomputer, is what they're telling you. And the cat's out of the bag. So just like the United States and all them, Elon Musk and all them, I forget the name of the program, where they were trying to summon a demon. You have this here now in China, in Asia. So, has the speed of a billion operations per second. The speed of a billion operations per second. Expressed as 5.3 floating point operations per second. Exaflops. More than 37 million CPU cores. That is four times as many as the Frontier Machine. And the Frontier Machine is the United States. U.S. Department of Energy's. They have a computer that's referred to as Frontier. And earlier this month, Frontier had been named the world's most powerful computer. Hello, is anyone paying attention? They're telling you exactly what I just was sitting there hypothesizing about. I mean, they're just sitting here saying it. It's here. Okay, so Frontier is the name of this thing that they're messing with, their crystal ball, their AI crystal ball. I swear, it's like the Wizard of Oz or something, man. It's crazy. So China's got their own, too. And China is very invasive. Let's not forget, you see, you won't hear about a lot of the stuff we were hearing about China back when Trump was in office, now that the Biden regime is taken over. You just are not going to, because this regime is fully in bed with China. Without getting political about it, it's just the truth. And that administration, and even Trump himself, was quick to come out and just say it, let the cat out of the bag of so many things about what is happening with China, about them doing this, doing that, spying, all of our private U.S. tax dollars going to fund them and their military. The sitting president actually told us that. The following one right behind him is involved in actually handing out the money and funding them. So, in the meantime, China is making leaps and bounds here on this world stage, and they're using TikTok to spy on anything and everyone. If you've got this app on your phone, they can tap your microphone. They're listening to everything. They're listening to everything. They're highly, highly advanced, man. They're not messing around. And they put these warnings out on China's technology about the DJI drones. Like, you better watch out, or U.S. military probably ain't gonna be able to use them. China's got backdoor stuff. They're tracking their every move. Now, China's geeking out about the Tesla vehicles, thinking that they're spying on them. And that should tell you something, that they probably are, and that they're probably spying on you too. So if you know anyone that's got a Tesla car anywhere around, who knows? I mean, dude, I put nothing past these goons. When you're someone like Elon Musk, I guarantee you somewhere out there, they've got like a transformer. I know it sounds crazy, but I guarantee you, they've got robots that fold up into vehicles or flying machines, and they can turn into warriors. We've seen enough out of some of these companies that have made the Terminator robots and the dogs that just have crazy capabilities. So just imagine when you get to that point. I believe we're there. You just ain't seen it yet. Anyway, I don't use TikTok because I just have always had a bad feeling about it. Me saying that's not going to stop anyone else, you know, from doing anything. Sure, because I know other people out there just probably sit on the damn thing all day long, which doesn't sit well with me because I care about my people. And I could just see many of them say, well, Chinese government's tracking you now. It's what they have your own government, through Facebook and all them others, and Google, you know, tracking you, but then now have the Chinese government tracking you in your every move. I don't think so. You got to draw the line somewhere. And to hell with the CCP. Communist China, so I pray that my people in China rise. Shout out to China Mac. Was hollering him the other day, man. Seen him on Big Herc and went over and gave him a shout out on one of his videos. Didn't realize he was making some big moves after doing his thing. Shout out to China Mac, man. Much love. For those that don't know, China Mac is a cat that hits the streets doing food and going into hoods and stuff and bringing the name of peace and love. He spent some time in prison. He's born in Brooklyn, Chinese dude. It just brings a different perspective. He's a cool cat. And I don't really know too many Chinese cats that are cool or that I even know to say that are cool or not. I just don't know them too many. So China Mac's one that stands out. Really positive, cool cat. And as I say all the time, we see what the Chinese government's doing, but it's no different than what our government's doing. Yeah, I hate the corruption in both, period. Doesn't mean I hate my Chinese people. Of course, there's a bunch of idiots over there, I'm sure. Just like there's idiots everywhere. Just be honest about it. There's idiots here, okay? But there's good people there too. There's a yin to every yang, you can never forget that. There's fighters fighting the fight. And I pray that a higher energy gives them the spark to kill the dragon. That's right. So it's got to give somehow, someone. Now check this out. We have a tech expert and his fiance being detained by the CCP because they say that he's helping to develop something that can circumvent their firewall. It seemed like when I first got over here on DLive, we had a lot of people. I know that there was people out of China in here. They were dropping comments, saying, telling us what was going on with the scamdemic. We were getting updated. We had some, like, everyday cats that were coming in, and all of a sudden, it stopped. And they were all gone. We've never seen or heard from any of them again. That's crazy. It's a weird, chilling feeling. I think some of the cats that we're trying to get out were using like VPN type things and this and that. Those that could, but your average person don't. As I said the other day, the Chinese government makes it to where you have to have a green pass on your phone. It's basically a green light. If you do not have a green light under your name on your phone, you cannot travel. You can go nowhere. You can do nothing. When you're lit up in red, you're stopped dead in your tracks. And this is how they stopped a protest the other day. They were going to do a huge bank protest in China. And China said, oh, no, you're not. They caught wind of it, and they put a red code out on every single person that they had on the list, and none of them could travel. Dude, it's, you talk about totalitarian. Straight up tyrants. 5G. Haven't heard a lot about this in a minute. But we can see here it's growing. The Asia Pacific, Latin America, North America, Middle East, Europe, they're all listed here. And it's projected to just keep on trucking. So kind of an out of sight, out of mind thing right now with everything else going on, but it's still out there wreaking havoc. You know, I couldn't help but realize the other day when I was in a state of where I was like just totally calmed out, almost about I noticed that all of a sudden something stopped. It was like a vibration, like it stopped, shut off, like, and it felt so good, but then it came back and I was like, hold, it's almost like a ringing of the ears or a ringer or something like that. I was like, hold on, it stopped. Like clearly, flat out, flatline stopped. Like they flipped the switch off and then it came back on. And then it was a constant. And then I know it's there constantly. It's so subtle, you can hardly ever tell. But it's like once you break out of the bubble or whatever they're hitting us with constantly. I don't know what it was, but it's the only thing that I could explain to it. I felt like I broke free of it for a slight moment. And it felt so good. They're just constantly trying to trap us in these technological bubbles. Don't trust the smart meters. That's why if you're building anything, a cabin, an earthship, anything from here, would definitely not be, if you're going to go grid tied and you have to have a meter, go back to the old school ones. Do not let them force you into using these smart meters, because they're more than what you think. When these things can, I'm telling you, they can do some crazy stuff. Wouldn't doubt it if it could pick up all the heartbeats in the house. See how many living things are in there. It knows what everything is because it knows the rhythm and the frequency of all the heartbeats. So it knows you got like 4 or 5 humans in there, a couple cats, dog, bird. You know, it knows these things. How could it not? They have a super advanced technology, man. I put nothing past these fools. They're weasels. They're doing nothing to help us whatsoever and doing nothing but spying on us and trying to control us. So I don't trust 5G or none of it as far as I can throw it. All right, moving on to the markets here. 4 million Americans priced out as home rents rise significantly. Home loan qualifications skyrocket. Of course, we've seen them come up and raise interest rates. That didn't help anybody. And that's where we sit. Only 23% of New Yorkers can afford median rent amid this incredibly tight market. 23% of New Yorkers. That's it. Can afford median rent. It's kind of held everybody up there. They step down the government's tab right now. I mean, what's going on? I don't understand it. How can people afford this at this rate where we're at? And Austin Fitz here, back again. And as she says here in this, she believes that we're facing a takedown of the economy, not a turndown. which is something that we've been saying for a long time, but I just wanted to point out that this is something that she's saying now, that it's all part of the plan. And as I say almost every stream, there's books written on this. Manly P. Hall, Secret Destiny of America. Go get it, read it. You can see that Master Masons built this country, and they got a plan to bring it down just like they did the towers. And it's one massive occult ritual. And you're sleeping until you understand that fact, that you're living in a world that has witches and warlocks running the game. And wizards, dark wizards. Because hardly any of them are good. But there's a way. There were light workers that have came in the past. Prophets. Others that came. As the Messiah did. They had warnings about all this. But Austin Fitz saying that it's going to go down to tubes by design. And it is. It's happening. I mean, it's all rigged. It's all rigged. Say it all the time as well. Texas Rob, thank you for the Ninjagini. Thank you for the big time support. It's appreciated to the fullest. Biden's gas tax holiday. You may have heard about this. They're saying that if he was to actually try to do this, it would push the prices higher in the end, because it's going to cause people to want to drive more, which is going to raise the demand, and raising the demand is going to raise the price. It's an illusion, is basically what they're saying. It's not a real fix, as he tries to blame everybody around the globe for the issue, without accepting responsibility. Now they're serving up distraction after distraction, which the streets are filling up now across the country again. I'm going to be getting to some live stream footage here shortly as we get into the Supreme Court stuff. I'm making my way there, trying to get through some of these headlines. If anything's popping off, guys, and you see anything, if you see a stream or something crazy, any of the crew, anybody out there, hit me up on Twitter in the inbox, or hit me up on the email. I keep going back trying to check both here just to make sure. So if anything pops off, want to make sure everybody out there can see it. We can share it with others. So something else I've always been concerned about here is when it hits the fan, what are you and your loved ones going to do about medicine? Because regardless of if it's you or not, I guarantee you got a friend or a family member somewhere around that's on a medicine that they need, that they're taking. Okay? Insulin is one medicine. Like for diabetics, that is a dire. It is a must-have. If 6 months go by and the supply gets cut off of insulin, do you know how many diabetics are going to be dead on us? And it pisses me off. It pisses me off bad, because they can do this. They can shut down everything else. They can shut down the supply chains of all this other stuff. All the rest of us, they could just survive off the land, off of cleaning water and eating food off the land. They can't do that. We now have a situation where we have friends and family around us that can't just take off up in the mountains, can't just do this. They have to have a specific medicine or they're going to die. Or the hourglass gets tipped on them. And when the last grains go, they're gone. This has always been top of my list when it comes to when it hits the fan. I'm not going to sit here and tell you target a freaking FX Pharmacy Center or something, but you might want to know where the one in town's at. And you might want to have a plan. Because when it goes down, someone is going to make some moves. Someone is going to know it's life or death. When they're sitting there staring at their family. And this is where things start to get hairy. When lives get put on the line. And everyday people, to save their friends or family, get put in a situation like this they never saw coming. Yet we've sat here and warned about it so many times, man. So many times. Battery quick as well, so remember that. In terms of heating, you might want to find another way instead of electric if you're going off-grid. There's plenty of different ways out there, but you may see the lights flickering on and off here in your state, and it's because of the government. Now, let's look at the states. I've been talking about a great divide in the states. People are leaving some states and they're going to other states because those states have more to offer. It's not just people, it's businesses. We've seen Capitol, Citadel, announce their exit out of Illinois. Fleeing out of there, you got Tesla, Hewlett-Packard, Oracle, Remington. Among hundreds of companies that are leaving places like California, Illinois, New York, and Jersey to go to places like Texas, Florida, Arizona, Tennessee, Kentucky. And they're flocking in mass, large groups. It's what they're calling the red wave. So, according to a 2022 survey of 700 CEOs, the top states for business were Texas, Florida, Tennessee, Arizona, that ranked at the top. California, New York, Illinois, Jersey, and Washington, the worst states for business. That massive GDP is slipping out of Cali. And this is gonna change a lot of things, because when the jobs leave an area, so too do the people. The people follow. So when these jobs are relocating down into Texas, into Tennessee, Kentucky, so too are the people. I know here in Kentucky, at our main airport, CVG, Northern Kentucky, it don't even look the same up there anymore off of 18 when you go up there. It is so massive. And it's an expansion to the airport. And who is it? What is it? It's Amazon. It is absolutely enormous. And it's just huge. It makes me sick because I come around off of Main Ridge. I grew up all my life. I start heading down the main road. I look up, and what used to be, you know, hills, hillsides, or mountains, treetops, and everything else is just like, what am I looking at? Like, is that like huge buildings down there? And sure enough, the closer you get, you see that that's exactly what it is. And it just so happens that this is Amazon hubs that they're going to be flying drones out of, and all this other stuff out of that facility. So you hear all this talk about them delivering stuff like miles away. And how are they going to do it? Well, they've built it, and they're about to launch it. Right in Northern Kentucky is one of the spots. Right there at the airport. So, yeah, fleets of drones are going to be taking off from there. They're going to have cleared airspace. They're going to have controllers on the ground flying them to these locations, or at least overseeing them. And they'll be making deliveries, and you're going to start to see this. You're going to start to see drones flying around more and more and more and more. Just carrying packages and making deliveries. So the world is rapidly changing around us, guys, and it seems that they're trying to weed us out, just like those Georgia Guidestones said they wanted to reduce the population. Controlling the food, controlling the weather, the water, it's all part of it. And in Germany, in Hamburg, the officials telling the residents to prepare for a hot water rationing. Hot water rationing amid energy crisis. So, I mean, it's just where it's going there. I then showed you Italy, now Germany, all these other places. They're putting it on their people too. It's the same old crap. Let me get into some COVID updates here real quick. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, he was an early COVID therapeutics innovator. He's died of cancer at 48. He was a Nobel Prize nominated physician who famously discovered and used an early treatment for COVID dubbed the Zelenko Protocol. He passed on the 30th of June, and he was battling this very rare cancer. It's called pulmonary artery sarcoma. It's so rare that it's when guys like this get stuff like this, you wonder if they're easy eating, you know, if they got it. You know, so this guy was born in Ukraine, came to Brooklyn, 1977 with his family. Zelenko earned his BS in chemistry and was adamant out here fighting for the truth in terms of the scam. He was speaking it. So he spoke it to the end, salutes. U.S. Marines wanting relief. Now, our soldiers need some support here. We now have the Marines, several of them, that filed to have a religious exemption and got rejected. They're filing an amended complaint seeking relief from the DOJ, wanting them to give them a pass on this vaccine mandate. And they're probably not going to do it. And this pisses me off. I talked about the National Guard last week. Now it's the Marines. And all of them that are coming forth now. I'm sure there's going to be a huge lawsuit. I mean, I can just see there's so many of them. They can just grab one lawyer. And they could go in against us. And they're going to say, this ain't right. Lowrider in the house. Much love. So the Marines, this is a different division than the National Guard. I think this argument is valid. They're going to go in a courtroom and they're going to say, look, there's thousands of us. Every one of us signed in for a religious exemption. Not a one of us got granted. Not one. Why have a religious exemption if it's not going to be granted or even utilized? Maui's. Aloha from Maui. Hey, shout outs to Hawaii. Everybody out there, across the board, worldwide. It's the beautiful thing about doing this, being able to reach people globally. I love it. And thank you for the feedback, the shout out back. It's good to know where people are, we're at out there, man. So shout outs to our Marines fighting the fight, man. They're dismantling this country. San Diego loses 22% of its police force due to the vax mandate. So we just saw the situation with our Marines. The police force in San Diego, 22% of its force because of this. It's, when does this end? That's 230 police officers left the city because of this. And that was just in 2022 alone, in the past 6-7 months. NATO saying that they're going to put a base, or they're not going to put a base in Finland and Sweden. And I think this is garbage when they say this. If Finland and Sweden is Sweden, in Sweden, if they get into this position, you don't need to build a base. They've got their own military. They've got their own bases. All you do is just fly new weapons in or new troops. I mean, all the stuff's already set up. And if they really wanted something, they're definitely not going to put a big sign that says NATO on it. They're just going to say it's their own base, just like we've seen time and time again. And look at this piece of work. Justin Trudeau. He's caught admitting what they're trying to do with guns. He says that they're going to ban them, and he stops himself, and he says, freezing the sales of. It's word trickery, and it just shows the truth of what they're really trying to do. They're trying to ban firearms in Canada. So here we go.
Leadership and service opportunities for them, or whether it's our most recent initiative on freezing the market for firearms, which will start moving us in the right direction over the medium and long term. These are things that you all had voices in, and I'm really excited about not just hearing about the impacts of these things, but start moving us in the right direction, which will start moving us in the right direction
over the medium and long term,
which will start moving us in the right direction.
I watched body language in the... He knew he was to refrain from saying that, and it just came out. But those are the things you got to watch for. Those little breadcrumbs, so to speak. Yes, Judge Britt, he is a piece of work, that is for sure. If you guys missed it, this is a huge one. And talking about gun grabbing. Yes, Plank. Check this out. They just tried, well, they pushed and they passed a gun bill, which really didn't ban parts, any major parts or guns. It did things like in the red flag thing and stuff like that, which I'm going to get to more here in just a minute. Shout out to the live one in the house. But the IRS has been buying ammunition for some time, for many years, and it's raised the question as why? Like, all the way back to Obama, I've been reporting on the IRS just getting stacks of ammunition. Well, shout-outs to Matt Gaetz. I mean, because if they don't do this, it's like no one will. At least he does this. I've clowned on him for looking like Sonic the Hedgehog and all this stuff before, but he introduces a bill in the House to bar the IRS from buying ammo. Now, this is known as the Disarm the IRS Act. It stipulates that the IRS is prohibited from acquiring ammunition and notwithstanding any other provision of law. It has a whole team of people that signed on, and this comes after Gaetz, in interviews with Fox News and other outlets, expressed concern after he discovered that the IRS has purchased more than $700,000 in ammunition in recent days. Recently, like this past week, when everyone was out celebrating your 4th of July, they're buying up ammunition. So, he puts this bill in the motion to stop it in its tracks. So, let's see where this goes. Let's see where this goes, man, how far it goes. Not every single Alphabet gang should be entitled to be able to just go and buy tons of ammunition with taxpayer money. There's different divisions for different stuff. And, like, you can't tell me your security guards are down there popping off that many shots where you need that much ammunition. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
What are they doing?
All right, let's get on to this shooting event that took place in Highland Park. This parade massacre. It had this very weird thing involved. This dude that they call Robert Cremo III, formerly charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder. He's confessed to the massacre. He did not enter a plea during his initial court appearance after he was formally charged. If convicted, he will receive a mandatory life sentence without the possibility of parole. He appeared on a court video, as you can see here, screenshot. He was assigned a public defender and ordered held without bond. His next court appearance is scheduled for July 28th. Now, he admitted firing from the rooftop in this situation on these people. You might have seen MK Ultra floating around on Twitter. And there, I looked, as soon as I looked down in the comments in the chat, I see it right there. We've seen these situations, and we've seen, it's almost like a blueprint with these shootings. So much so that it's like someone is engineering these things and rolling them out. And they're just not even intelligent enough to even switch anything up. Like, they have the same feel, the same everything. Like, they can't change anything that always leads back to them. Now, it seems that these red flag laws that they just tried to put into place, none of that stopped this dude. Red flag laws on the books didn't stop him. Changing the dude from buying it from this age, that didn't stop this dude. None of it. A criminal will always get his hands on a weapon. And half the time a criminal can't buy the weapon. And I find it funny, they always want to keep come up saying, oh, this young dude just legally acquired this. He just legally acquired it. He just legally acquired it. Really? Okay, let's dig a little deeper here. And let's ask the question, why were the feds not doing their job? Huh? They say that Cremo was arrested during a traffic stop in northern Chicago about 8 hours after the massacre. It just seems to me most other cats get lit up and killed. But they've got this guy, just like they've shown us here. Now, I want to read some of these events in his history. They said that he was dressed like a woman to conceal his facial tattoos and to help him escape. He had two prior interactions with police, but was not placed on the red flag list. Okay, if he would have been, that would have prevented him from buying the guns he used in the attack, is what they're saying. In the first incident, it goes back to April of 2019. The police were called a week after a reported suicide attempt, and a mental health professional spoke to Cremo and his family. The second incident was in September of 2019, when a family member reported that Cremo was threatening to kill everyone. The police responded and confiscated 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword. So they took all of his toys. The weapons had never been returned to Cremo. But the incident was reported to Illinois State Police. So this dude has a history of threatening to kill everybody. And they already came and took all of his weapons. And So to make sense of this, their little system that they said is going to prevent someone from doing this didn't work. And someone in law enforcement dropped the ball. It seems like this is always the case. Either someone in law enforcement dropped the ball, or this was another staged event. I mean, they're happening so frequently here. That's also rather suspect. The frequency of how this is happening with the politicized stuff. Yeah, moving away from other places. So many happen. With these recent events. So this is the latest one to get laser engraved into everyone's mind is this dude. Now, I look at little things here, and look at this. Trying to say something? What kind of hat? Look at all, of all hats he could have on. Of all hats he could have on. He got him an FBI hat on. All hats. And then at first they tried to come out and act like he was a Trump supporter. Well, they got that dead wrong. Okay, psycho, this, that. But you can go to his, the social media he had before. Well, they nuked his YouTube, let's put it that way. But he went over and liked several posts that was basically saying to arrest all the January 6th people, like going against Trump. So he was coming from the other side, going against Trump. I've seen that much evidence. You can see they took him down here. He wasn't lit up with bullet holes, 60 shots, like Jalen, whatever, out of Akron here recently. No, got him, this weirdo, definitely a weirdo. And it just fits the bill of someone that they would use. Also, this is going to tie into social media. I try to look at this from many different aspects on how they take these things. If they're going to set things up, what is the reason? Well, Kamala Harris came out and she's saying, we need more gun control, you know, immediately. Well, they're saying that this guy was posting Call of Duty clips showing sniping people from rooftops right before this happened. So, here's clips from the game that he was posting, showing him just taking random shots. And really, it's not, just like, no, there's not even a person in the frame. There's not even a target, like a person he's shooting at. In that one right there is. The rest of them, it's just screenshots from off the rooftop. There's nobody down at the bottom that he's hitting. So this dude had all these different things, these signs out there, and it just makes me feel like they're gonna start targeting this area. I don't know what capacity, but that's where they're definitely showing this going. Now let's look at this next one, and maybe you understand why I say that. New York governor requires 3 years of social media history. Wow. If you want to get a concealed carry permit.
That's crazy.
So you see what they do, turning the tables, like right back at the Supreme Court? Like, oh, if you're going to allow everybody in our state to have it, well, then this is what we're going to do. And they come back with this. They're going to go back and look at your last 3 years of anything and everything you've done. That's right. Every Facebook post, even deleted ones, can't hide it. It's wraps. It's over. Twitter, your YouTube, anything. Everything that they can connect to you. Everything that they've already got on you. They already got you. They've already got you. And they know this. There's nothing that no one can do at this point. Then what? Just start to erase all social media and they still got you. You're going to say, I don't have any, and they're going to pull it up.
They don't have it.
Well, if you think you can access a Wayback Machine, you don't think this government ain't got tools, dude, you're crazy.
They got it too.
3 years. So if there's anything in there, you showing support to Trump or at a Trump rally or this, then all of a sudden you're a right-wing white supremacist, ain't you?
Marxist or terrorist, a domestic terrorist.
It seems they're pretty afraid of straight white males that don't like the government. It seems they're pretty scared of them.
I wonder why.
Seems they're more scared of them than anybody. Well, I hope they know that it's going to be people of all colors to come out the woodwork to get them in the end. So, we come from out the shadows. And some of these mayors out here seem to be sick of their position under this Biden regime. They don't even want to be in it. The Philadelphia mayor, that there was just a shooting there, Jim Kenney, says, dude, I'll be happy when I'm out of this job. When I'm like, it's like, dude, if you don't like it that much, quit. Like, he's like, dude, I just want to enjoy life. I just want out of this job. It's like, dude, damn, dude. It's like, it's that bad? So apparently they put the pressure on him and he just wants out. And when it comes to food, which they're trying to wipe out as well across the board and replace with GMO and fake meat, we have a plant-based burger that just won an award. And the sickest part about all of this is not that it's, you know, Soylent Green or soy or whatever or anything like that. It's the fact that it's human meat. Human meat, plant-based burger. Yeah, human people. Meat.
Dead people in it. I'll tell you something. I'll tell you
this why. Is how bold they are.
You're eating dead people that's in these new burgers.
Right now, to come out and try to put this a vegan vegan burger that they're going to put out tastes like human meat. Tastes like human meat?
Probably is real human.
How do you know what human meat tastes like, fool?
Yeah, unless you're really using it.
Huh? You got some cannibal tester somewhere? Where's he at? You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, this is... It's that sick. Well, when you understand how the occult work and how deep this is and how wicked these people are, the flesh of man or of young... individuals is concerned.
Continuing on.
Unfortunately.
Strong, Dabu 7.
And they're rubbing it in everyone's face. Now, the Dutch farmers are protesting. They're doing more than what I'm seeing farmers here do. I would love to see the farmers rise here in this country. Just anything. Give us something. I mean, I've been asking where a militia's at, a patriot group, a grassroots protest. Like, give me something. Like, farmers, anything. with tens of thousands of farmers in the Netherlands coming out across the country protesting against the government and their policies, which call to reduce...